individuals who've been legally adopted in Arkansas will have access for the first time to their adoption files archived at the Arkansas Department of Health. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the change is due to a new state law.
When adoptees reach a certain age and learn about their birth status, they may wish to learn about their biological parents, their medical history, and the circumstances surrounding their adoption. Historically, adoption records in the U.S. have been out of reach, including in Arkansas, ostensibly to protect birth mothers, children, and adoptive parents from what was once considered a shameful stigma of illegitimacy. Robert Breck, general counsel for the Arkansas Department of Health, says the agency has decades of adoption records.
Well, those records were actually sealed, and no one would have access to those files without a court order.
Now that the stigma associated with adoption is easing, more than 24 states have passed laws to open adoption records with varying restrictions. This year, Missouri, Indiana, and Arkansas, under a new state law, are the latest to unseal adoption archives, which contain critical data.
Whenever a child is born, there is a certificate of live birth that is generated. It's typically done by the hospital. They submit that information, and then that can be put on certified paper, and it is the official, birth certificate for that child. When an adoption occurs, the original birth certificate is sealed in a record, and a new certificate is created pursuant to the court order listing the new adopting parents as the parents on the birth certificate. So there is an original certificate that is in the file, along with the court order that allowed for that change to be made. Then there is a new certificate that is now the official certificate, and that child, that is what they would get if they were to ask typically for their birth certificate. It would be that new amended certificate.
Breck could not provide data on just how many adoption records are currently kept by the agency, previously in a secure storage facility, but did say staff is now sifting through records to make them accessible.
Any adoptee who is now 21 years of age can request the records. If for some reason that person has died, their child, or surviving spouse, or a guardian of any of their children, they could also get those records. But the records would remain sealed until the adoptee turns 21. Assuming that they are 21, starting on August 1st of this year, they'll be able to apply to the health department, and there'll be a $100 fee, and those records will have to be retrieved, and whatever is in our files, the adoptee would be eligible to get those records.
Original birth certificates and adoption decrees are not open to the general public, only to legitimate requesters, according to agency public information officer Meg Miravel. Requesters can download forms from the health department website, which must be filled out, notarized, and physically mailed with payment. Under the new law, birth parents can also download paperwork to redact their name from an adoption file, update family health information, and indicate a contact preference directly through a third party or not at all. To submit a request, a birth parent must show proof of identity and submit a notarized form as well. Birth parents, however, remain barred from accessing information about their children who've been adopted.
The birth parent cannot access the file. Only the adoptee can, and the only avenue or the only items in the law that give the birth parents any rights is just to redact their name. But no, they would not be able to retrieve the adoption records for their child.
Arkansas Act 519 of 2017, the law which allows for the unsealing of adoption records, was sponsored by Democratic State Representative Chris Ritchie, District 12, West Helena, and co-sponsored by Republican State Representative Carolyn Brown, District 41, Sherwood. Neither legislator was available for comment, but Breck says Representative Ritchie has several adopted children.
He's very familiar with the adoption process, and so he had a personal interest in this. Although this really won't apply to his children, they're all minors at this time. But I think because he was an adopting parent that he had personal interest in this.
formal written requests for adoption files will be accepted starting Wednesday, August 1st. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can hear stories like this one about changes to laws in Arkansas all year round on Ozarks at Large. We cover law, politics, and government on our daily show, heard Monday through Friday at noon and 7 p.m. But if there is a story you couldn't hear because you couldn't be with us at noon or 7, remember, we have the Ozarks at Large podcast, too. You can subscribe for free through services like iTunes, Apple TV, or Stitcher. And if you hear a story on one of our shows you'd like to share with somebody you know, perhaps that story you just heard, we make that easy by providing individual stories and interviews at ozarksatlarge.com with links that let you send the stories through email or social media.